The team, you're welcome to join for future incarnation. It's my pleasure to introduce Claire Yaza. I've known Claire for a while since he rings at my groceries frequently at PCC. But it's only the past couple weeks that I've been hounding him to give me a bio, which hasn't exactly been forthcoming. So I'm going to say a few words about Claire. What I know is he originally hails from Arizona, and he's been here 4 years, is that correct? And he loves to write poetry and play songs. He's going to do some of that for us. So please give him a very warm welcome.
Thank you. It's quite an honor to perform with everybody that's been doing this since I came to Big Chicky. That was the first place that I was able to make it because I had to work today. But thank you, and thank you. You guys, it's amazing how you can create a universe with your own words. And like when you were reading just now, I was there, you know. And I could feel the children in the other room. I could hear them yelling. I could feel all their little presences. It was really neat. But so I'm going to play you guys some songs that I wrote. And I hope you get something like that out of it. I don't know.
Hold on. I'll play a faster one. But yeah, I'm from Flagstaff, Arizona. I've been here for almost 5 years now. And I've played music with Rod on stage before, which is an extreme pleasure. Just saying, especially with you today.
Exactly what you needed to become who you are and actually realize that looking back on the past. So, anyway.
Masturbate all this time from my life. Last time we were there,
the fight almost erupted between some regular talkers and irregular artists. So in order to, and the honorable assured me that everybody is about to finish their food and their hanging out. So in order to stall this, we thought of, I don't know how many of you managed to see the first event. It's been a Kobe, and we had Philip Randolph starting the event with his horn, and we were about to finish the event with the horn, but we don't want any fights because of the horn. So we will do the final horn here. We will save some more minutes. We will go to Unionville. We will sit close to the microphone in case we want to enable it for some reason, in case somebody forces us to. So let's all stick together.
Okay? We'll all sit on each other's laps.
Leave while I'm playing. Run on, take a picture.
Take a picture. Belgian stuff and berries and amazing stuff that most of it is sold in 8 ounces. It's pretty potent. It's called Slow Boat. And we were going to have an event there. The upper deck is made for poetry events. He was a little hesitant. After Union, go there, have an exotic beer. They also have 3 peanuts and you can throw the shell on the floor. I'm serious. You feel like you step into an old-fashioned saloon in the old west when you step in. And tell the guy that you insist on having a poetry reading there next time. Okay? Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. I failed to chase them out.
Thank you. That's very nice.
Thank you so much.
Are you guys reading for next one?
No, we're just listening.
Sweet. Yeah.
So Corey was like,
we're going to follow the Seattle Review of Books and all the stuff.
Right on. Do you guys live in the area?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's actually really nice to be able to have an excuse to go.
I love this
place.
Other than the U District, this is the only place that I've lived. Yeah.
Good.